Today we learn Sukkah Daf Yud. The Gemara started talking about Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah, which is Pasul. You're not allowed to have a Sukkah underneath another Sukkah, but the Gemara told us that Rabbi Yirmiyah says that Pamim Shashtayim Ksheiro, sometimes it could be built in such a way where both Sukkahs are Kasher. Pamim Shashtayim Psulos, sometimes it's built in such a way where both are Pasul. Pamim Shatachtanu Ksheiro Velyanu Psula, sometimes the bottom one's Kasher, the top one's Pasul. And Pamim Shatachtanu Psula Velyanu Ksheiro, sometimes the bottom one is Pasul and the top one is Kasher. And the Gemara goes through all the logical permutations of how that works out, that all those four possibilities are true. So the Gemara says, after it gives all the examples, Pshita, every single example was obvious. It made too much sense that all of this should be true. So why do we even have to point out all these examples? So Gemara says, no, the Chiddush was Tachtonik Sheira Ve'Elyona Psula, the case where the top sukkah is pasul, but the bottom one is the bottom one is kosher. That was the Chiddush. That case was a case where the bottom one had more tzel than chama. It had more schach than open space, and the top one had chamsa merub mitzilsa, had more sunlight than shade. So the havamina might have been that we should make a gzeira that you might come to be mitzdarif schach pasul together with schach kosher, and therefore it should be problematic even for the bottom one. So that's why I wanted to tell me that no, you don't have to make any such gzeira. Kamash blon, you don't have to make any such gzeira. The Gemara brought three different opinions of how tall the upper sukkah needs to be in order to create a problem of sukkah tachas sukkah for the bottom sukkah. Rafuna's shita was tefach, based on the dinim of ohel when it comes to tumah. An ohel is defined as a tefach, so maybe with regard to sukkah tachas sukkah, the top one is only needs to be a tefach. Rav Chisa, Rabbi Rafuna, Amri arba'a, they say it has to be four tefachim, because in general a makom chashuv in rishuyos in general is always made up of four tefachim. And then third shita, Shmuel amar asara. Shmuel holds that the top sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim tall, because that's how tall a sukkah has to be in general. So this just follows the basic laws of sukkah. The Gemara then parenthetically mentions how to translate Rabbi Yehuda's shita in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda says im ein diurin be'elyona tachtona ksheira, that if there's no diurin in the upper sukkah, then the bottom sukkah is kosher. So first the Gemara says it can't mean that there are no people in the upper sukkah, because why would people make a difference with regard to the structure of the sukkah? No, so what it must mean is that eina ru'uya ledira, that it's not even ra'uy to have anyone live in the upper sukkah. And finally the Gemara concludes that actually what the machlokas tanakam and Rav Yehuda is when it's mekabel al yidei adchak, when you can put karam uksasas, you can put sheets and mattresses there, but only al yidei adchak, it's not going to make life easy over there. That the Rabbanan would hold, since it can have the mattresses and the sheets and everything else, so it is called a sukkah, and therefore the bottom one is pasul. And the Rabbanan would, and Rav Yehuda would say, no, that's not called a sukkah if it's only al yidei adchak, it's not a normal place to live. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph told us that if we're porei sadin, if you spread a cloth to protect from the sun or to protect from falling pieces of schach, or you spread a cloth over your bed inside the sukkah, in all those cases the sukkah is going to be pasul, but you're allowed to spread a cloth in such a way where it doesn't form a roof, where it comes to a point at the top, because then you don't even have a tefach of an ohel. So the Gemara points out, yeah, but if you put the cloth there lina'osa, for noy sukkah, for decorations for the sukkah, then that's for sure going to be kosher. And the fact, but we don't have a raya from the fact that the brisa that describes noy sukkah mentions using a cloth, because maybe that brisa was only talking about wall decorations, wasn't talking about ceiling decorations, but nevertheless that is the halacha, that if it's for noy, then the cloth apparently is going to be kosher. The Gemara also tells us that noy sukkah decorations, once we're on the topic, are not mima'it the shear of the sukkah. So if you have a sukkah that's more than 20 amos high and the noy sukkah dip below 20 amos, the sukkah is pasul. If your sukkah is 10 tefachim tall and the noy sukkah dip below 10 tefachim, the sukkah is kosher. The noy sukkah are not mima'it the shear of the sukkah at all. The Gemara has another machlokas about noy sukkah. Noy sukkah muflagin mimena arba'a. What if the noy sukkah come down more than 4 tefachim off the ceiling, off the schach of the sukkah? Rav Nachman amr ksheira, Rav Nachman holds kosher, Rav Chisra Rabbi Rafuna amri psula, Rav Chisra Rabbi Rafuna holds its pasul. When Rav Chisra and Rabbi Rafuna were going to the Reish Galusa, Rav Nachman took care of their accommodations, and he made sure to put them up in a sukkah where the noy sukkah were more than 4 tefachim off of the schach. And they slept in that sukkah. sukkah. So he said, aha, I see you changed your mind. So he said, no, we didn't change our mind. We're shluchei mitzvah anon, p'turim min ha-sukkah. We're busy going through the mitzvah, being makabel p'nei rabban. So we're patur from sukkah. So you gave us this pasul of sukkah. So no, we're staying in the pasul of sukkah. Now the Gemara is a chiddush that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, you're allowed to sleep in a kila b'sukkah, even though it has a roof. You could sleep in a canopy bed as long as it's less than 10 tefachim tall. So Gemara tries four or five different rayas to see whether this is correct or not. And at the end of the day, the Gemara says that generally speaking, it is correct that as long as it's less than 10 tefachim, it's okay. But if it's kavua, if it's a kinofos where it's kavua, where it's much more of a permanent type of structure, then even under 10 tefachim, a tent would be no good. And this is different than the geder of sukkah tachas hasukkah, because over there, l'shvi ola, batzer me'asara nami havi ola. Meaning over there, l'mishal sukkah ba'asara, we're trying to passel the sukkah, so then you might need 10 tefachim. Over here, it's just about trying to make it an ohel, and therefore, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, as long as there's a certain sense of kavius, it's going to be possible. But if it's not so kavua, then it's only possible if the tent is above 10 tefachim.